Epilogue. Once upon a time, in a far-off place, lived a king and a queen. Their kingdom was happy, prosperous, and peaceful. Unfortunately, the royal couple was barren, and the people were worried that they would be left with no suitable heir to the throne. One day, the king and queen were walking in the forest and they came upon a pond. Out of the pond jumped a frog who informed them that they would soon have a beautiful daughter. Naturally, this news filled them and the entire kingdom with joy. To celebrate the arrival of their daughter, the royal family invited the 12 wise women of the kingdom to a feast at the palace. After the feast, each of the wise women spoke up and conferred a blessing on the new child. One gave the blessing of beauty, another gave the blessing of kindness, another of wisdom, and so on to include all the good qualities that ennoble the human being. After the 11th wise woman had spoken, an uninvited woman burst into the palace banquet hall. She was also an elder woman, but unlike the others, she had evil intentions. She was a witch, and she was angry that she had not been invited to the banquet to honor the new child. Out of her fury, she pronounced a terrible curse on the child, saying that as the child grew into adulthood, she would prick her finger on a spindle and fall down dead. The people in the hall were stunned and shocked. Thankfully, the 12th wise woman had not yet spoken. Upon hearing this curse, she announced that the evil woman was powerful, and therefore she could not completely undo this curse, but she could change it. Instead of falling down dead, the young girl, if she pricked her finger on a spindle, would only go to sleep, not die. After the banquet, the king ordered the destruction of all the spindles in the kingdom. There would be no possibility that the princess could ever prick her finger on a spindle. As time went on, the princess grew into a beautiful young woman, with all the wonderful traits bestowed upon her by the wise women. She was kind, beautiful, and wise, and the entire kingdom prospered. One day the king and queen left the palace for a state outing. As usual, the princess was left in the charge of state officials, whose orders were to keep a close eye on her. Everyone loved the princess, and being of a curious nature, she convinced the officials to let her wander freely in the castle. She came upon a room she had never seen before. Inside was an old woman sitting on a stool spinning wool. Curious, having never seen anyone spin wool before, she asked the old woman what she was doing. The old woman handed her the spindle, the princess pricked her finger and as predicted fell into a deep sleep. When the king and queen returned to the castle, they put her in a beautiful bed. Then everyone else in the kingdom fell asleep as well. The bread was still in the oven, the shoemaker's leather still on the bench, the shepherd's flocks were still in the fields. The entire kingdom fell under the influence of an evil spell. As time went on, the castle became engulfed in a mass of thorns and vines. Anyone visiting the kingdom from another land was unable to penetrate the deep thicket of toxic thorns. Those who tried were met with certain death. So it was for 100 years. One day, a young prince from a far-off land was out hunting and came upon the overgrown castle. An old man told him about the plight of the beautiful young princess inside. Something moved him deeply. He knew he could and must save the princess and the kingdom. He announced his intentions to his mother and father, the king and queen, and to the entire court. They forbade him to undertake this quest, knowing he would meet certain death. He responded simply, "I am not afraid, I will rescue the beautiful princess." And, so it came to pass. Without any fear in his heart, the thorns had no power over the prince. As he approached the castle, they parted before him. He found the princess lying on her bed. He was astonished by her radiant beauty. He knelt and kissed her. The princess awoke, and with her the entire kingdom. Everyone simply resumed their business. The prince and princess were married, the kingdom was restored to health, prosperity and peace, and they all lived happily ever after. Most of you will recognize this story of Sleeping Beauty or Briar Rose. It is a story told to children all over the world for centuries, to impress on their souls the ways of the world and to give them courage. It is also the story of COVID, if we know how to properly unravel its metaphors. The world was peaceful and prosperous, but it was clear that without a true heir, without a true direction, the world would not be able to go on as it was. Then, as if out of nowhere, a lowly frog, a representation of the spiritual world in fairy tales, informs the king and queen that there is a road to continued prosperity and fruitfulness of the land, a princess shall be born. Overjoyed, the royal couple invite the 12 wise women to celebrate this news. The 12 wise women represent the collected wisdom of the universe. They are the zodiac, the cycle of the year, and the connection between the cosmos, the entire zodiac, and the earth, the cycle of the year. But there is a 13th woman, the evil witch. Witches are typically depicted in fairy tales as having distorted, twisted bodies, yellow eyes, and sallow skin. They are the picture of illness, the incarnation of the materialistic view of life. They are fallen matter, hence some sort of crone, stepmother, or weak mother figure. The wise women are the spiritual view of life, the witches or fallen women are the materialistic view of life. The 12th wise woman cannot undo the power of the witch's curse, it is too powerful. In fact, the curse is something the kingdom must go through to achieve health, prosperity, and peace on a higher and lasting level. She can, however, mitigate its power. And so it is. The entire world goes into lockdown. Anyone trying to rescue the world, anyone who points out that life doesn't have to be like this, is torn asunder by the toxic thorns that engulf the kingdom. The entire world is cursed, living as if in a dream or spell, the curse of materialism in all its guises, for the promise of faster video games. Just like us. But there is a way out, a way discovered by the prince from a far-off land. He expresses this clearly, "I am not afraid. Without fear, guided by love, the curse can be broken. The world can be restored, the lesson can be learned." Materialism, currently in the form of a toxic virus theory and enthrallment to the internet, can be overcome. We can do this, it's just a spell, it's not real, it's make-believe. All we have to do is find courage and love in our hearts to embrace the truth. That is all that matters.